When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was shown and developed a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish. He works with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype worldwide, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you can actually feel. Call in now to reserve your spot on the switchboard. The call-in number is 713-955-0594. Press 1 if you would like to ask Jimmy Mack a question. Enjoy this 1 hour of profound healing.
Hey, everybody. It's Jimmy Mack checking in with you. Glad you're here. Hopefully you're settled back and listening. Anybody who wants to call in, we've given the number, of course, it's 713-955-0594. You need to press 1 if you'd like to be in the queue to get on the phone and the phone lines for some healing access with us. And we're slugging it out down here in western side of Florida, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. For those of you that do watch the news at all or read the newspapers, we're in flood watching for days and days and days. So still beats the cold, I say. So most folks are going to need a canoe or a kayak to get to work, but thankfully I work from home. So it's a beautiful thing. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. And if I can help you in any way, it's info@jimmymackhealing.com. If you shoot me an email and just mention that you had heard the show, we'll send you out some really good stuff. An ebook for free. It's all free, by the way. It's an ebook, also audio MP3s about money. That would help you a lot, and also some videos and things. So, got a lot going on. Every Tuesday, we're on at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have different co-hosts with me each time. I wouldn't even call them a guest. They're really co-hosting with me. And so today I have Vandana. She's the co-creator of Accelerated Light Healing. And it's really a cutting-edge global leader. She's evolutionary, doing a lot of evolutionary healing, visionary, highly gifted intuitive energy healer, done a lot of different things, recording artists, of course, soul guide, mentoring. And she's got a really thriving practice out of New York. She also has her own radio show within our network, and I've been on her show as well. So we're going to really see what we can tune up for you guys and really get underway here and see how we can help everybody. So if you're a first-time caller, let us know that too. It's very important that you're hydrated. At least figure out which way is due north. You want to be either using a pendulum, applied kinesiology, standing muscle testing. Her stuff, her good stuff won't require all that, but mine will. I always like to let my co-host go first on callers. So, you know, feel free to call in and we'll see what can happen. And in between callers, we're going to talk about her and what she does and her form of healing that we're bringing out to the world. All this stuff's free, folks. And we're here really to help you and to guide you. And I had a reading the other day from a tarot card reader, and she showed my card not just as the hermit but the way shower. So that's really what I am, the way shower. So I'm thrilled you guys are here, and we're going to bring Vandana on right now. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jimmy Mack. How are you? And how is everyone feeling today?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. You know, they don't get enough rain out west in California right now, and we're what my mother calls inundated. So we got flood watches and
Wow.
all kinds of stuff going on, but still beats the snow. I'm looking at a beautiful picture of you, and I end up with
Ah.
these light orbs and things all the time. And you need to at least let folks know what you even think of that. What is your, you can't explain this photographically, right? They would argue, I guess, some of the, non-believers that it's this aperture or this light or this whatever. But wow, the one you've
Yeah.
got even on your site is, how do you get past that, right? There's just light all over you. So we're thrilled you're here,
Ah,
and
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah.
So
Well,
talk to
like you
folks just for a
said.
minute, and we'll take some callers, but talk to folks just a minute about what it is you
Sure.
do and how you work.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, first of all. I'm
You
deeply
bet.
honored. And like you said before, Jimmy, you're a way shower, you're a teacher, you're a healer. We all are. We all carry this light quotient. And at this time, all this cosmic light is really streaming in waves of infinite bliss onto our planet from the great central sun, the Milky Way galaxy, the galactic core. Everything's lighting up and juicing up to really give us more crystal clear clarity about our path. So I am what you would call an ambassador of this accelerated nameless light, the sacred light of Creator, which is
Love it.
eternal source. And we have been for millions of years trapped in this closed looping architecture. And right now, what my job is to disconnect you from the matrix and to reconnect you, to plug you back into divine source creator. And so this way you could really do what you came here to do. And really have your divine original templates restored.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. And what would you say too, just throwing this at you wildly, but I'm sure you find this in your practice as well. The folks that we have that are clients maybe are often super sensitive, super awesome. They're doing great in life, but they just feel so just annihilated, wired out, and just overwhelmed by all the changes interplanetary, and they'll go through a retrograde of these moon changes, and and I know there's
Yeah.
astrological stuff going on, and they just feel beat down. Do you feel like that's just something they're sensitive to, or you feel like everybody's pretty much going through changes and changing their vibration? Because sometimes they need just days of downtime, or they're sleeping all day on a Saturday or Sunday, and they're like, Jimmy, why? Jimmy,
Yeah.
why? I'm like, I don't know. Ladies, go do some stuff,
Well,
right?
I'm glad I'm on your show now to explain it all. Yeah, of course, my specialty, I think, or I mean to say specialty, but it's something that I feel a calling toward helping people with is to work with other empaths and sensitives who are very, very open, but sometimes they feel so much energy being downloaded as we're being upgraded. We just went through a massive vibrational upgrade as our as planet Earth is ascending and evolving, we are too. And so there's a lot of processing, internal processing that has to occur, and also to integrate with ease and grace and space all of these, changes that are happening. This is a quickening, it's a time of accelerated transformation, and that's why we call this light the accelerated light of awakening, of creation and manifestation. So, in order for us to really feel okay with all these changes and to make it easier, there are some tools that came in at the end of 2012 when the Mayan calendar was misinterpreted, and we were told that it was going to be the end of the world, but actually, it was just the end of that calendar, right? And meaning signifying the beginning of a new world, a new era in the golden age, right? So, this is a very exciting time, and the thing is, for many people who are sensitive, their physical bodies just need some catch-up time so that we can fully embrace and embody all of these changes and really return to divine source. And so these are stellar galactivations or stellar activations as we reconnect with our star heritage. And so many of us are going to feel all these downloads, these intense energies, and feel overwhelmed. Some people will start purging, which is actually a good thing, that we detoxify all of these impurities so that we can have create the space to really, you know, be at home in our bodies and in the world, this new earth template that's actually we're all coming into together. We're all rising above all the density into light.
Love it. Love it. Well, let's go ahead and take our first caller. I'm going to let ladies go first. So, Erica,
awesome.
201,
thank
you're
you.
On the call. Yeah. And what's your name
Hi.
And what state are you calling from?
Hi. This is calling from New Jersey.
Okay, you said Dawn from New Jersey?
Rose.
Rose from New Jersey. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're on live.
Hi. I just want to know, like, what do you see with regards to work? I've been applying for various jobs, and I want to know if something's coming soon.
Yeah. Are you clear? Have you taken the time to, you know, write down or journal or just, you know, ask your guides or angels for what it is that would allow you to be the greatest contribution, energy, and space on the planet? Do you know exactly what it is that you would that would bring you the greatest joy? And have you applied to any of those jobs?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Awesome. So which one are you most excited about?
Oh, I've been applying for at least 8 to 10 jobs per week. So whichever
wow,
one.
Wow, that's a lot. Well,
yeah. I guess if you're not looking for work, you're not aware of what's going on out there. It's not easy.
Yes, I'm totally. I think Jimmy and I are totally aware of that. I've been in the workforce for all of my life until the last 10 years when I just, you know, my spirit just had to follow the calling and work for myself and create and carve out my own path, which also wasn't so easy in the beginning. But I would just say, like, whichever a job you feel the most lit up and excited about is the one that you'll probably be hearing from. And not to settle, because I think there could be this settling thing, like this fear that most of us have. Is, you know, just like this fear of having to take anything that's available just to pay the bills. So I would just say to really work with the light every day and ask your guides to come in and help you so that you can be more aligned with the perfect job for you that'll offer you all of the support, the finances, the resources, but also where you can be the greatest gift. So you said you're applying to a lot of jobs. So was there any one in particular that you felt the most excited about where you could really share your soul gifts with the world in a bigger way?
Yeah, a few, but then I never heard back from them. So just got to keep going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead and stand up, Rose. Let's at least see what we can change for you, okay? If you stand up and face due north.
Okay.
And if you have your feet about hip-width apart, we'll see what we can do. And you just say, my name is Rose. It should pull you forward for yes.
Yes.
All right. But if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards. And you feel the difference?
Not really.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to change it for you anyway. Here we go. So it feels like your energy is reversed anyway, which makes sense to me. And so we're going to change that as well. And a lot of times people will look like their sunflower should be up by their head, but it's down by their feet. And where the roots should be by their feet, that's flipped around up to their head. So I'm going to switch that for you. It shows a lot of signs of frustration. You have what my mother calls, you feel cattywampus or out of sorts. Obviously frustrated on the job front. We're going to change all that for you. Also, you have pretty much the programming that's dropped in is it's hard out there and work is hard and work can be fun is no. We're going to change all that to yes for you. And I'm just changing it now. And also, there's something that's coming up in the next 3 weeks, about 3 weeks out, that I think would really suit you better. And so, like she said early on, you know, I don't want you to settle for just anything just to pay the bills or be stuck forever in that little rowboat. You know, I want you to find something that creates more of a life balance and is more in line with what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. So we'll see what happens now, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Oh, before you go, Rose, I just wanted to share one thing. I just pulled a card for you, Rose, and Paul the Venetian came up for artistic expression. So see if you could be more creative and just kind of don't, like I said, I keep getting that message for you, don't settle for less, because you probably won't, even if you got the job, and if you're not excited about it and feel like it's a vibrational match, you probably won't stay there for very long. But it feels like you do have a lot of artistic, creative gifts that you're not expressing, and I think because you're holding that inside, it's being suppressed, I think that's part of the frustration too. So see if you can find or even create something part-time in the meantime, like a hobby or something that brings you the greatest joy, where you can express your artistic creative gifts. And that'll give birth to like the highest version of you, where you could step into your highest, truest potential. Because nothing that is not true and authentic will be able to actually come to you right now. So this is a time of truth and transparency. So definitely let us know what happens, but I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for calling in, Rose.
Okay. Bye.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Rose. Good luck.
Yeah. Sometimes
that's
all
that
you can
say. Yeah, that was the old paradigm.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and a lot
doesn't
of people
work
will
anymore.
Share that thought. And, yeah, mm-hmm. And a lot of people will share that thought and, you know, be out there. You know, the workaday workforce is hard and working is must be hard. And so we clear that out of them. And hopefully everybody that ever listens to this that is in the same predicament as Rose out of New Jersey will also feel the shift just by what we've done today for her as well. Area code 415, you're our next caller. And just let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ann. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Ann.
Hi,
how are you?
Good.
What's going
how's
on?
How's it going for you?
Pretty good. Pretty quiet. July was pretty quiet. And if... you could help me clear out, I don't know, just kind of
perfect.
A melancholy feeling to get ready for the new stuff coming in.
Melancholy feeling. So do you feel that that's holding you back from being totally receptive to really stepping into all of your gifts?
Yeah, it just kind of makes a sluggish morning.
Yeah.
It takes a while to ramp up.
Well, the good news is that I just picked two cards for you. You got Lakshmi for a bright future, and she says to stop worrying about it, that everything's going to be fine. And you know what? It's the time when we have to honor all of our feelings and all of our awarenesses, and we could just change that, shift that way of thinking and refocus our attention to what we do want, what we do desire, what we're ready to receive, instead of what we're tired of dealing with and putting up with and settling about. So she says to stop worrying, everything's going to be fine. And then fertility came in with Pan. So it feels like things are bubbling up in your sacral center, your creative center, and that this is a period when you're kind of releasing anything that isn't necessary anymore, that's no longer required. So what I like to do is, now that you said the magical command, which is clearing, that's a big part of what accelerated light healing is based on, because we're ready to receive it, and we need a kind of like a new manual or a new roadmap so that we can navigate the changes in this new energies, the new paradigm, because anything that's not based on authenticity and truth is not going to be able to hold up to this light. It's just going to collapse. And so this is a time that you're integrating. So this month that you feel slow and quiet, is actually a good thing. It's actually a, something that'll be a great contribution. I think your body is trying to catch up to this higher vibration. So I'm just going to run a clearing, if that's okay with
great.
You, if I have your
Definitely.
Permission. Okay, yes. So let's just unzip any armor that you've been kind of lugging around that makes you feel lethargic. And we're going to unzip it from the front and the back of your chakras. So you could just step out of that when you're ready. And that's creating all the weightiness, the heaviness, and the density, all the lethargic, the feeling of being slow or stuck. Those are because you're ready to finally let go of the outdated, ancient, false beliefs that you've been conditioned to vibrate from. So when you're ready, just shake that off around your feet, step out of that. And just breathe in like the sun and the stars. I want you to really open up the top of your head and allow all of that celestial, stellar light to just flood in. Every day that can be your, you know, your spiritual homework, your meditation.
Morning,
you really have
Jean.
To bathe
yeah.
yourself. Yeah, bathe yourself with this light and allow yourself to just expand your energy flows instead of just feeling trapped and holding back and holding in, because that's going to really hurt more and more. And that's all based on fear and resistance. So just allow yourself to flow your energy outwards and upwards in all directions. And anything that doesn't allow you to trust that you are safe, supported, guided, guarded, and protected, everything all that is, I'm going to say that magical code that's going to override or overwrite all of the ancient contracts and the vows that you made, like poverty, vows to poverty and to not having enough, or all those agreements that you made that you were here to suffer and struggle that belong to your ancestors, not to you, but you've taken that on. So everything all that is, take a deep breath, inhale the light. And now on the exhale, just release and clear and imagine that all of these old antiquated energies, stress, struggle, and trauma are all seeping out through the pores of your entire being. So everything that feels heavy, everything that feels dense, everywhere you've judged yourself for not having enough or being enough or doing enough, everything all that is, unlock it, unwind it, unravel it, cancel, clear it out, move it out, release it out, spin it out, and rich. Ah, take another nice deep breath. And rich stands for release, clear, integrate. Okay, because I don't want you to like feel like you have to get rid of anything or anything's missing or wrong or bad about you. So you're integrating all of your gifts. You're calling about all of your soul parts that have been lost or missing in time, maybe like stored. Maybe you gave away your powers to somebody or your gifts, or you didn't feel it was right to have so many gifts. So you kind of like they're stuck somewhere in time. So we're calling all that back, integrating into the wholeness and entirety of your being. And this way you can flow from peace and harmony. So that's what Rich does. It clears out simultaneously in all timelines, realms, dimensions, realities, all of your lifetimes, all of your alternate universes and parallel lives that you're living now, because there's a part of your soul living there too, and your future timeline. So we're bringing it all together so you can bring your gifts into the now and claim all of your magical powers as a master of your own divinity. So how does that feel?
Right. Yeah, good. I actually felt quite nauseous during the clearing. I mean, I had a big
good. That's awesome.
In my throat.
That you're ready to purge and let go of that. So drink water so that
yeah.
you can replenish. Fill yourself up with light, because the next step of this is called race. Race is where you want to create something new and fill it in, because now you have
right.
so much more space inside of you. So this is where you get to dream your dreams into reality. We don't use our imaginations as much as we need to. So every day when you wake up in the morning, I want you to envision the life that you would like to live and bring those energies and the feelings that you'd like to feel into your body. And that's called race. So what is it that you would like to experience in this life right now? How would you
abundance?
Like to feel?
Say that. Abundance?
Yeah. Abundance. So let's call in Goddess Abundantia and Goddess Lakshmi and all of your spirit guides that work with you to help you to remember that you already are abundant, that that is your true nature and your divine birthright. And just stay, just open up your field, your being, your bodies, and your systems, and allow all of the good fortune and liquid luck, almost like a liquid golden energy, allow that to just seep into every pore, chakra, and fiber of your being. And just sit with that and imagine that you already have it. Just know it because you do. Mm-hmm. And then you just say reality reset. So it's race reality reset, and that is going to change whatever's not working for you so that you can move to the next level of your own personal evolution. And you don't have to know all the details. Just be in your heart about everything and just trust.
Nice.
Jimmy, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'd add something.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody has different triggers. Some people might get their temples might be throbbing, or they feel nauseous, or, you know, could be, you know, sweaty or clammy, or, you know, their legs trembling. I have clients that actually almost sneeze and burp and just carry on. And so that happened to be a release trigger for you, which is just awesome. And if you email me too, by the way, it's info@jimmymackhealing.com. I will send you a ebook and an audio to listen to, and one of them is all about money and abundance. So
great.
And she pointed out so apropos in that you're really in this kind of gestation period, it feels like, and a lot of times we get nervous because we're like, oh my God, nothing's happening immediately.
Forever.
And we're not Mach 2 with our hair on fire and it, like, why? I hear that all day long, and so, you know, it's borderline funny, right? But I just definitely feel like this is kind of a cocooning time for you. And sometimes that's frustrating, but we're allowing that to happen because they're showing me the old Top Gun movie, which is he would actually almost slam the big jet into a park and let the faster jets fly right past him. And so that's kind of what's happening to you. And as we kind of slam you into park real quick, then everything's going to open up in front of you and get a whole lot better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can envision that. I can see that.
Yeah, and that's really what's happening right now, and that's what they're showing me. So
if
you want to stand up, you can face due north, and you can feel the energy. You go by any nicknames? What does everybody call you?
Just Ann.
Just Ann. Okay. So if you're standing due north and you have your feet about hip width apart, you can say, my name is Ann. You should feel the pull forward.
My name is Ann.
Nice. And if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, or now it's Dory the Fish, you can, it'll pull you backwards.
Yeah.
Feel the difference, right? So, and then I would drop in, good fortune flows in around and through me now, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
Forward.
Forward. And so it's already there, and so you can see where she changed it, okay, with what we're doing right now. And very often, like she'd pointed out, everything is already there for us, but we might have levels of believe, think, know, or feel that are really blocking us, and we're just overthinking the living tar out of everything, so much so that it's as if we're standing in our own way. Like, it's all there, but you're just not seeing it, or you're doubting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know it's there. It just hasn't come out in physical form yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just drop it in a physical form. Believe, I'm going to say it for you.
Yeah.
Believe, think, know, and feel, ready, willing, and able. Know when, where, how, and why for it to manifest, to appear, and to come out in the physical realm for Anne here, now. It'll pull you straight forward when it comes in.
Yeah, as soon as you said now.
And I love it. That's awesome. And then it's going to bring you back to neutrality once it fills you up.
All right.
There you go. Well, we're glad you called, Anne from California.
And what is your email? Sorry, I forgot your name. The guest.
Vanjana. So you can find me on Facebook at Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. And you can also look me up on my website, which is VandanaLightHealing.com.
Great.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the sunshine in California. Thanks for calling in.
It is to plan. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Be well.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's great. And I was going to ask you to go ahead and let everybody have that at the half hour here. And here we are. And she asked for it. So that's timing and perfect.
How does
it
get any better than that?
Right. Here we go. So next caller is 561 area code. 561, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Vandana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lauren. How are you?
Great.
Good, thanks.
How
where are you calling from, Lauren?
I am calling from Florida.
Awesome. Palm Beach area, right? 561?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's going on? How can we help you or contribute?
Well, I have, I think, what are related issues. I seem to be accident prone. In fact, I've just broken my foot again. And I also seem to have issues dealing with men. And I don't, yeah, I think it could be somewhat related. It's either in work situations or personal situations. And, yeah, it really gets in the way of me functioning in a harmonious way. And, yeah, I feel like there's some blocks there.
Yeah, they're also called, like, karmic imprints. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have been working on myself for a very long time, at least 20 years, and these things still keep coming up. And like I said, I just broke my foot again, and it's just like, oh.
So we can shift or refocus you into a different way of perceiving what happened to you or how this is a gift and a blessing and how you can make the most of your time with you not having to run around as much. Sometimes the universe will force us to slow down.
Right.
So that's one thing. And you can also ask this really open-ended, empowering question, which is, what's right about this that I'm not getting, I'm not allowing, I'm denying, refusing, ignoring, or any of the other things that won't allow you to receive that gift and blessing. It happened to a friend of mine also, and she was just like in a place where she didn't feel like she was syncing up with what she wanted, and she was really losing hope and faith and trust in the universe, and she was feeling very stuck, and all of a sudden she broke her foot, which didn't make any sense because she didn't really have an accident. And I know that can happen.
Yeah. And it's been that way every time it's happened. It's a weird, fluky type of thing.
Yeah. So it's like sometimes if we also have, we're wounded, we're carrying around all the wounds and the weight of the world, not only on our shoulders, but also we feel like our feet are stuck in cement or in quicksand. And we're almost feeling like we're going to be swallowed up by the earth because something is holding. We feel, we believe, we're conditioned to believe in our, you know, ancestrally, genetically, in our family, whatever, that we, you know, can't really move forward with our gifts, so that we feel very stuck. We don't feel supported. So for me, what I'm getting is that you just feel unsafe and unsupported a lot of the time, and that if you don't do anything, then you can't make a mistake or fail, which we can't really make a mistake or fail anyway. That's just a human man-made concept. So that's what I'm feeling is the reason. So you want to clear that out now with some with this rich clearing? Okay. So remember, we're just moving some stuck energy because it feels like you're stuck, almost like this energetic paralysis where it's like, okay, well, it feels safer if I just don't move in any direction because, you know, in the past, this happened and that happened and, you know, that held me back. So about 80% of our past experiences and life events, we project into the present and into the future. And that's why we get caught in this spiral, this closed looping system. So we're just going to help you to pull yourself out of that trap from the matrix, from this web, so you can get unstuck from it, out of that looping system, which is all based on lies that disconnect you from source, disconnect you from your higher self, which contained all of your divine wisdom, because you're an eternal soul, right? So everywhere that you felt stuck in your life, unsafe or unsupported, rich. Take a deep breath and allow all those energies. Do you feel it in your stomach right now, in your back, in your pelvic, on your pelvic floor, like the ovarian energies in the womb? Where are you feeling the stuck energy besides your feet? Because that's obvious. Because there's, we want to get to the root cause, the core, you know, the original trauma. Get there and then collapse that with the light. So that's what we're doing here. So where are you feeling it in your body right now when you think about it? Or when you feel about it?
I would say more my throat is where I feel tension.
Yeah, that's what I was also sensing. So what we're going to do is call in the Sirian blue starseed light, because Sirius is aligned with the Earth now and the galactic core, the great central sun. So everything's coming into alignment as we are. So I want you to just open up the top of your head and imagine that this beautiful liquid blue, like an indigo blue light, is being poured over and through your entire system, which is washing away any fears, any toxic debris, any mental clutter, so you could actually live in your heart. But it's also passing through your third eye and down into your throat. And it's opening and unwinding your voice, your true, authentic voice, so you can speak up and out and feel free and liberated in doing so. Feeling courageous and confident that no matter what you say, you can't be heard again in this lifetime. So I want you to just breathe into your throat, and anything that doesn't allow you to speak up, speak out, and to be visible, to be seen and heard, anything that won't allow that, even if it's coming from within you or your past life memories, we say rich. So let's cancel and clear and start moving out those energies, unwinding any tension, any contraction, constriction, suppression, repression in your throat, in your trachea, your voice box, and your larynx. And see all that tension just expanding, opening, and clearing out, moving out from the front of your throat, the back, and all around it in all directions with this beautiful liquid blue light. There you go. And take a deep breath into your throat now, filling yourself up with this cosmic iridescent liquid light from source, allowing yourself to plug in fully and completely to source light, and just swallowing almost like these solar disks of light. It feels warm and radiant and soothing, just very, very calming. So whenever you feel stuck, or you feel like you need to hold back and not communicate or express who you really are or how you really feel, just work with the blue light. How does that feel now?
I don't know. It's hard.
Do you feel more space? Because we have a very limited time now to do these sacred journeys, but I do have them on MP3s on my website. So we do have throat chakra, speaking your truth, and all of that. But definitely just see if you can spend more time in your heart. I think that's the most important thing here. So anything that won't allow you to, we say rich. Let's just clear that out and let it go. Are you willing to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back without any judgment about it? Great. So everything that is, we say raise. Let's expand on that. And reality reset. So now is the time to reset, press like that refresh button, right? And just start a new life, create new beginnings, because I am showing that you are very gifted, that you love to write, and you are a good listener, and you do like to work with people, and people do trust you. So now it's time for you to support yourself instead of you doing everything for everyone. Okay? So really, really appreciate this time, this like Jimmy was saying, this gestation period. It feels like a lot of people are going through this. Enjoy it, journal, dream your dreams into reality, and don't hold back, because this is a time when we're being, when everything's accelerating and moving us forward. And if we put the brakes on, then we're not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Just know that you can't fail. You're totally loved and supported and blessed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Awesome. Very thorough. That's exciting. Hey, Lauren, you want to stand up even in spite of your foot?
Sure.
All right. So if you're facing due north,
I'll sort of be,
hold on to something.
So, yeah, towards Tallahassee, Jacksonville-ish, whatever, the panhandle. If you just say, my name is Lauren, you're going to feel the pull forward.
My name is Lauren.
And there you go. And if you say, my name is Dory the fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
Okay.
You feel the difference, right? So
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead for the sake of time. We're going to put up your feet up there, continually having breaks and continually having breakups with men as well. And the inability to move forward in life. I'm just putting a whole lot of stuff in your balloon or on your whiteboard right now in front of you. And all those tests is true in my world, they're showing me. So you're going to feel a really hard pull forward right now. And I'm going to release some, resolve.
I'm going back.
Yeah, well, it's deleting it out then. That's good.
Okay, yeah.
Nice. And it'll pull you straight forward when it's done, dumping all that out. That's even better. Here we go. And you'll feel a wave. And once it's done, it's going to pull you straight forward.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that's going to help you out a lot, okay? So that just tells me when you start going backwards like that, that what she had done had already taken those things out. But if we time travel us back an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago, they would all throw you forward into the wall, okay? So, but those are really cleaned up right now, with the goal being that everything will get better for you as well.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And how does the foot look to you, Jimmy? Did you get a feel for the
foot?
Gosh,
it looks a lot better right now. You know, if you shoot me an email, I will send you a link to on some things, supplements that come up for you immediately. Often, and I'll just tell the world, it doesn't bother me any, but people 9 times out of 10, they don't have bone issues, although yours is. If they show fracture, I don't even get that it's fracture per se, it's hairline more than anything else, they're saying. And 9 times out of 10, it isn't bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, it's joint strain. You've got an incredible amount of joint strain, which they're just saying is overcompensating for the rest of the foot. Does that make sense? So you'll have tendon, you have joint weakness right now. And MSM is what I like, which was a precursor to antibiotics, which has sulfur in it. Glucosamine chondroitin with MSM is great. And, you know, if you were my, I talk to everybody like they're my best friend, my wife, my girlfriend, my sister, whatever. If you lived in my house, they'd be lined up on the kitchen counter for you every morning. You wouldn't have a choice. So you really need, like, at least two of those, like 3 times a day. And they're like horse pills, but I would have you taking them like it was a part-time job. So that would help you a lot to heal up faster. And you do show an imbalance in life, and I'm just going to delete all that out right now. And it's pulling me backwards once it's gone. And a lot of this is the work she just did for you. And that's going to help you out a lot too. Because when we're out of balance of life, it feels like what my mother calls cattywampus. So with men, it's haphazard with the continually breaking of the feet. That just tells me it's haphazard. And, you know, either Vandana or myself could spend easily an hour on you, obviously, and we're just hitting cursory things right now. So, but you get that. So, but yeah,
right.
It looks a lot better. But if you shoot me an email, I will, I'll give you a list of things to take and how to take them. I don't sell supplements, but I certainly recommend a lot of things. Okay.
Excellent.
And also one more thing, just try to find time, even if it feels difficult to get outside and ground yourself in nature. Because that's part of the, you know, the reason this all happened is because you weren't really grounded really inside of your body. You were kind of hovering around it a lot. So really enjoy your body, enjoy the sunshine, try to be by the water because the water helps to cleanse and heal emotions or wounds. Allow yourself to have a good cry if you need to, but really be gentle with yourself most of all.
Okay.
All right. Think you can do that?
Thanks for calling, Lauren.
Have a good day. Thank you again.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
So much.
All right. 203, you're our next caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. What's going on?
Hi. Well, Timmy, you helped me before with thyroid and things. I'd like to ask you some questions about that. And also,
okay, I'm gonna let her go first and see what comes up as well. And I love that she's using cards as well, because that you know, gives us things to gleam off of as well. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm still struggling with severe depression too, and was put on medication for that.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of stuck energy. And also the thyroid, the immune system, the high heart. Have you ever done the tapping technique, like EFT, or just like any informal kind of tapping to release some stuck or trapped emotions or buried feelings? Because the high heart is really what needs to heal here. That's between your physical heart and your throat. So that if we can help to unblock that, so Jimmy and I can go in there right now and see if we can do that for you, just to release a lot of stagnant, stuck energy there. So you can just begin by tapping with a couple of your fingers on the thymic area, thymus, your high heart, right? Just very gently. And you can even say something like, you know, even though I feel depressed, I still love myself. I forgive myself unconditionally. You want to go ahead and repeat that?
Even though I feel depressed, you know what? I can't even focus. I can't even remember what you said.
Oh, okay. Even though I feel depressed,
I still love myself unconditionally.
Thank you. And now take a deep breath, because I'm also tapping along with you. We're just like kind of there. What I'm feeling is just there's a lot of grief there, a lot of sadness, a lot of loss. And I feel like most of that doesn't belong to you, that you're very open, sensitive soul, very empathic in your nature. And you've been taught to shut down your psychic gifts and abilities too, and your feelings, because it didn't feel safe after a while having your feelings. So you started to disown your feelings and dishonor your feelings. So now's the time when we can reverse that. So just breathe deep into, very gently and easily, very softly, because they want me to tell you to please be more gentle with yourself, loving and kind, that you deserve that love, because you're actually made of love. So stop blaming yourself for whatever happened in the past or relationships that didn't work out, whatever all of that stuff is. And just start to breathe and continue to say this phrase. Even though I feel like I have to take medicine to feel better.
Even though I feel like I have to take medicine to feel better.
My divine birthright is to claim my joy.
My divine birthright is to claim my joy.
And keep breathing. I am joy.
I am joy.
I am love.
I am loved.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
And I am a gift and a blessing.
And I am a gift and a blessing.
And now take another deep breath in. There you go. And now what I feel like is your high heart is starting to open and widen and expand. And just stay there. I'm going to let Jimmy continue, because I'm also tapping right along with you, and I'm feeling a lot of sensations and feeling a lot of energy moving there, which is actually what we want. We want to restore your life force energy. Your vitality feels like there's like a siphoning tube, and that everything around you is just depleting your energy because you're attaching to everything around you. So let's just do one more. Even though I attach to everything around me.
Even though I attach to everything around me.
I now choose to detach from everyone and everything with love and light.
I now choose to detach from everything and everyone with love and light.
And love myself unconditionally, no matter what.
And love myself unconditionally, no matter what.
Good. Take a deep breath in. And we're just going to clear some stagnant energy everywhere that you're holding on to stuff from the past that doesn't belong to you. Everything that is, cancel, clear, unlock it, unravel, unwind it from every chakra, meridian, and nadi in your entire brain, nervous system, heart, high heart, every single chakra, your head, your toes, everything that is rich, everything that won't allow you to feel good, rich. Cancel, clear, and see all those energies just moving, seeping, flowing, and releasing. Those are all imprints. They're karmic, they're ancestral. Just see them all moving out and away and being returned to original divine source. And replacing it with love, replacing it with light for you. Taking yourself off the hook, cutting cords from the past, and unwinding all those entanglements the way that you take things personally. What if you didn't have to take anything personally ever again? And you can come back home to your heart, to your sacred heart. So everything that would feel like, everything that would look like, everything that would be like, we say raise. This is your manifestation. This is the way you manifest a new way of being in the world, a new way of seeing with new eyes. And then reality reset, and that's actually going to seal in all the changes that we just did for you now, that we just opened you up to all the magical, infinite, multidimensional possibilities that already exist, that are yours to have, that are yours to claim. And just sit there and just be still and silent and listen and focus on what your heart wants to say now and after we get off the phone. And let that be your navigator, your GPS, not your head, not your brain, not your beliefs, not your expectations, not your projections, but your heart. Thank you. Just stay right there and Jimmy's going to continue with you.
What word are you using, race?
Yep, it's on my website. It's a three-step transformational process to clear, create, and change.
Can
so
you
that
spell
was race. RACE, like racing ahead. It stands for receiving and activating your highest potential, activating your light source, like turning on that light switch, that power switch, and then creating and expanding your energy flows. Yeah, thanks for asking. It's all
thank
on my
you
website, BondulaLightHealing.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Pat, I'm feeling pretty complete with what all she did. It was very, very involved, and I feel like that's going to create a shift for you. We're coming to the end of our show, so I wanted to give her a chance to speak more about what she does and give out some more information, okay?
Okay, may I call you back another time about the thyroid and stuff?
Sure. Yeah, it's all
thank
a
you
process, as everybody knows.
Thank
so thank
God
you
bless you both. Thank you.
You too. Thanks
thank
for your call.
Thank you. Feel
thanks
good.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're nonstop people and callers, as you know. And so, but I want to kind of take this break and at least talk about you, because that's only fair as well. And, you know, be sure and give
thank
folks,
you.
They've at least gotten a blessing today by having you on, and I appreciate you being on.
Aww.
And you know, being a gift to everybody else here and helping out all these folks. And you know, I want to program in too for everybody and just make certain that, you know, if you had this same issue, if you had an issue with your foot or your boyfriend or job or your thyroid or medication or whatever that is, just the clearings that we did today for everyone that called in, we're just going to ask that you experience profound changes as well, just from the tonality of listening to this, to our voices today, and everything shifts for you in the right, correct, true, ideal, perfect, blessed direction, so that everything shifts in your life. But, ooh, there you go. So go ahead and tell them how we can get a hold of you. Yeah, I am. And I felt all kinds of stuff when you were doing work on them. I was like playing right along, right? I love it because, you know, my joke is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road and the one says to the other, you're fine, how am I, right? So, you know, often we're so racy busy in all we're doing, you know, we need a little TLC too. It's kind of like the massage therapist that gets a massage, right? And,
absolutely,
so often
but I feel Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah. So tell folks how they can get a hold of you and, yeah, more about sessions and, you know, books, audios, you know, everybody needs to hear it because it's different and it's cool.
Thanks. Thanks, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So tonight I was invited to be a special guest on Loren Galley's Acoustic Health. And you can find that on my Facebook page if you go to Vanzina, or if you go to my birth name is Meryl Brennan. If you friend me on Facebook, I'm going to have that on my timeline so you can join by phone, Skype, or your computer. And we'll be having a quantum conversation and running healing activations and divine liquid light transmissions and infusions. So this was just like a little sampling, but that's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. I also have a special package of my MP3s that I'm offering at an incredible discount, but they are affordable. So if you just want to visit my library, my audio library of these divine downloads, you can just go to library@vandanalighthealing.com. And you can find these amazing healing recordings, which are recordings of live classes and activations and clearings, which is really, really important. People listen to just a various range of topics, anything from, you know, chakra, awakening, activations, to, you know, problems with relationships, abundance, whatever it is that you're going through, inner child stuff, that's all addressed on these MP3s, and you just listen to the sound of my voice, and these light codes are running in the background behind my words, and I'm running these healing frequencies, so you get downloaded with them, and it's going to help you to keep up with all these vibrational ascension upgrades that are happening on the planet. But you can also friend me. I'm going to spell my name. It's Meryl, M-E-R-Y-L, like Meryl Streep, and the last name is Brennan, B-R-I-N-I-N. So when you friend me there, you'll find all of my events, my classes, my workshops, the telesummits that I'm a featured speaker on. They're all in my timeline. So you can join my communities, which is Accelerated Light Healing, or you could just like my Vanzina or Vanzina Light Healing pages. But tonight's going to be great. I'm also having a chakra clearing class because there are new evolved ascended chakras that a lot of people don't know about, like the palms of your hand, the soles of your feet. We even have other chakras that I'm not going to mention now, but a lot of them are galactic chakras. And when we open them up and we unlock them and we activate them, that's when it's easier to manifest your dreams, desires, and your highest visions. So I hope you can join me for that class, and that's also going to be on my Facebook timeline.
Love it. Thank you so much for adding that in, and I really appreciate having you on the show. You made it delightful and go fast, and you're what my accountant friend calls an asset, not a liability. So that's a dream. So you definitely contribute, and that makes it fun, really, and that just enriches the entire show. So I love that. So thank you so much, folks.
Thank you so much.
I'm also, you bet. And thanks for being on this Thursday night. I'm going to be on the show with Janet Kira Lesson and Dr. Sasha Lesson. And that's on Aquarian Radio. The 16th, of course, is next Tuesday. I'm going to have Dr. Carrie Cott on my show. She's an acupuncturist, also wildly intuitive. The 17th, I'll be back on. That's a Wednesday with Charlotte Spicer on Insight Radio. And then we'll go on from there. So thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And folks,
reach out to
either one or both of us, and we will help and contribute to you in any way that we can. And blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.